welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration, and thanks for joining us today as we look at the Word of God for encouragement and for inspiration as to how we can serve Him and that we can be encouraged to come to Him. He wants us to come to Him for healing and for help in all of our needs, in all of our distress. He desires that we cry out to Him and that He wants to be our healer and our helper. If we look at Psalm 107, it says in numerous places there in Psalm 107 that they cried out to Him in their trouble. So then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses. Verse 19 says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. So that is what He wants to do. Is He wants to save us. He wants to help us. And He wants us to be encouraged to come to Him for that help, for that healing. One of the examples of the miracles that Jesus did, which are given to us for example and for encouragement, is the account of the leper who came to Jesus. We can find this in Matthew and several other Gospels, maybe. I'm reading here in Mark today. Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. And it says, now a leper came to Him, that was Jesus, imploring Him, kneeling down to Him and saying to Him, if You are willing, You can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out His hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as He had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. What do we see here in this passage? We see that the leper came and he was begging, he was imploring for the Lord to help him. Make me clean. He was kneeling down before Him. He recognized his position before the Lord as helpless and that Jesus is Lord. And we see that Jesus had compassion on him, and it wasn't pity, it was compassion. Compassion moves us to action. And we see his action. His action was he stretched out his hand and touched him. He wasn't repulsed, or he didn't act as if he was repulsed by this leprosy, which was a very serious disease. It was a disgusting illness. It was very unclean. And lepers were supposed to be separated from the rest of the people. And we see that Jesus is not repulsed by the sins that we bring to Him for healing. It doesn't matter what kind of sins we're in. If we come to Jesus for healing and we fall down before Him and plead that He will heal us, He will hear. If we are sincere and our hearts are seeking Him, He will have compassion because there is no partiality, and He will treat us all alike if we humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves and ask for help, and He will not be Do not be put off by our condition, by our uncleanness. And he said, verse 41, he said, I am willing, be cleansed. He is willing. He is very willing. And he is also able. He showed his ability to cleanse people from all types of uncleanness. And he is willing. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. When we come to Jesus with our unclean condition and we repent and receive that forgiveness, he can forgive us in an instant. We don't have to earn it by works. We can't earn it by works. It is a gift that he can give us at once. I find that encouraging, and I need to be reminded of this over and over, that it is not good to hide uncleanness, but to bring it to the light, confess our faults, our sins, bring them to Jesus, and ask him to heal us. He is willing. God bless.